News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We have an app and we're online at newsradio923.com. I feel like the universe is about to shift and like our polar, we're going to go polar opposite on the Earth and we're going to flip around and everybody's going to die. I don't know what's happening here because we have Brent Lane from Cat Country 98.7 in this studio on Andrew's mic. So that's crazy. What's going on with you, sir? How are you?
Well, thanks, Jake. Thanks for having me on. And today I get to wear the hat of the Pensacola Navy Days Committee, who has been putting together the first inaugural Pensacola Navy Days. And the idea behind this started about 8 months ago. Senator Broxson called together a group of community leaders and said, hey, you know, the one thing that our community doesn't have, which other military-friendly communities do have, is an event that celebrates their military installations. Right. And so, hence, Pensacola Navy Days was born in that meeting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here we are 8 months later, and now we're about 2 weeks away, not this weekend, but next weekend is the inaugural Pensacola Navy Days. And the idea is that we're going to celebrate are, of course, the Navy, as you hear in the name, right, but also all the tenant commands that are celebrated through NAS Pensacola and NAS Whiting Field. And really, it happens to be Armed Forces Day, and we're really celebrating all of our armed forces. And it's an opportunity for the community to give back to our military.
And this is, you know, this, like you said, it's the first one. This is ours. This is like our Fleet Week. I've been involved in Fleet Weeks in different parts of the country, you know, playing with country music artists. You know,
sure,
that's usually a good booking, is to have a Fleet Week booking.
Amen.
But, you know, this is our own. This is our own thing. And, you know, this is our own Navy Days, first one. So what has been your favorite part about organizing this?
Well, I'll tell you, I've certainly learned a lot from working with a lot of community leaders. I mean, Tim Kinsella is the president of the Navy Days Board. Of course, he is the former base commander at NAS Pensacola, currently at UWF. And he's you know, he is rightfully put together what the mission of Pensacola Navy Days is and how it is to recognize the contributions of our military community and celebrate the bonds of our community and military together. Mm. And so putting that together has been a lot of fun. For me, I had the opportunity to kind of help whiteboard the what's happening events. And so we're starting with a gallery night, which happens to be that Friday night. It is, thanks to our friends at Pan Air, they're doing the gallery night celebration. Mm-hmm. At the same time, at the Naval Aviation Museum is the first ever inaugural Night at the Museum Navy Days Gala. Mm-hmm. And Admiral Harry Harris is going to be the featured speaker there. And he is from Pensacola, but ran, you know, was in charge of the whole Pacific Command, as well as ambassador to South Korea. So he certainly can talk from the perspective of how important the military is to this community from a firsthand experience. And no doubt about it. In fact, actually, if you are thinking about getting tickets for that, mm-hmm, you really need to have them by the end of the week to make that more appropriate to get in. We actually have to get some additional information as you're getting on base.
All right.
The next day is going to be this fabulous run. It's a 4K run. It is a timed race. It'll be the first time we've really had a 4K run in town.
Right.
It's going to start at Community Maritime Park in the parking lot, run down to Veterans Memorial Park, and come right back to Community Maritime Park. Mm-hmm. And then there's going to be a no-throw parade, super patriotic. You're invited to come out, all the red, white, and blue. And then, right after that, this is a great time to introduce Representative Michelle Salzman and Jennifer Harrison, who are here to talk about Fun Fest, which is going to be awesome, man.
Yes.
You have no idea. Like, when you talk about in a meeting, how are we going to have people come out and celebrate? There's a you got to have stuff. Mm-hmm. And nobody makes stuff happen like Representative Michelle Salzman.
That's funny you should say that.
Great.
As we run around town doing all these things. No, this was, mm-hmm, it was an honor. You know, what was it, months back whenever the senator had the idea to do this. And we were like, what would we do? And honestly, I think you need a lot of this credit, Brent, because you stood up there in front of everybody and you said, this is easy. We can do this. You know, we need to. And we were like, oh, we'll just do one day. And no, it needs to be more than one day. It really needs to be a whole celebration to just kick off. And boy, did it come to fruition. I mean, the Fun Fest is going to be phenomenal with the drill out there doing their performances and, you know, all of the cool things that Marcus Point Baptist Church is helping us with Craig Heinzman. And, you know, I don't know if anybody knows Jen Harrison, but if you don't, you need to. Jen is like my ninja in the night, as well. I'm sure she's a bunch of people's ninja in the night. But Jen was brought in because we really needed somebody that could orchestrate this. The logistics of having like five events in 12 hours is a lot. And there's going to be thousands and thousands of people there with commands from all over the state of Florida are participating in this really cool thing. So, Jen, why don't you tell them what you're doing with FunFest and how cool it is?
Well, FunFest is going to have a lot of static displays. We're going to have helicopters and vendors that are military based and commands, and they're going to be showing off all the things that they do, as well as some fun activities for the kids. We're going to have some bouncy.
I heard axe throwing from Craig when we were talking about what could happen. It was like, now hang on.
First of all, I like anything with weapons. Sign me
it's
up.
It's bouncy.
It's a bouncy axe throw.
Axe throwing. Yeah, yeah. So nothing dangerous.
Wait a minute. A bouncy axe throwing?
Yes.
I feel okay. Like we are up in the game. Yes.
So you'll have to come out to see it.
Yeah.
So
we need insurance. Todd, did we get that insurance? Somebody call the chamber.
That's right. Now wait a minute. So in addition to that, you were talking about static displays.
Yes.
I know the National Guard is. Mm-hmm. Coming and participating in this. Thank you to you for Michelle, who has been yeoman's work in getting that situated. And we have big events too. Mm-hmm, I mean, big trucks coming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. And then what about the vessels, the ships that we have coming into the harbor?
And we have ships. Yes. Mm-hmm. Two ships.
Two Coast Guard cutters will be here to tour, and you'll be able to do that. That actually will. So Community Maritime Park is where FunFest is going to kind of centrally located. Mm-hmm. But to do the vessel tours, because of how the port is oriented, you'll be stopping by over on the port side of Palafox Pier.
But you could do that Friday, Sunday. You don't necessarily have to do it on the day where everything's happening.
Right.
And can we give a big shout out to Chick-fil-A for providing all the food for those kids?
Come on. We have
RTCs from all of the different schools are coming to just do a performance in front of all the families and active duty military folks. And one of the requirements is whenever we do events, Jennifer included, because she wasn't there for this, but I know she's the same way, we have to feed the kids. If you're bringing the kids out to do a several-hour event, you know, they're already having to stop what they're doing and do this. So let's take the burden off the family and let's give the kids food. And we were talking about how were we going to cover the cost of that. And Todd was like, I bet you Chick-fil-A will do it. And sure enough, they are showing up and showing out.
They're bringing food.
Yes, they are.
Feeding the kids.
But if you're not with them, you can get a food truck, right?
Absolutely. There'll be food trucks there as well. Our friends at Lewis Bear Company are providing beer and alcohol, and as well as Coca-Cola, who is actually sponsoring the Fun Fest area, as well as handling all of the drinks that are there. Mm-hmm. One of the things about FunFest, and I know we're about to take a quick break, is what is happening with the JROTC performances? So somebody you know who's in JROTC may be part of the exhibition, and we can get to that here in just a moment if we are about to take a break.
Yes, we're about to take a quick break. We'll be right back. 437-1620. If you have any questions or comments about Navy Days, Pensacola's first Navy Days coming up May 17th through the 19th. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker, hanging out with some folks that are bringing you an amazing event. I got Michelle Salzman, Jennifer Harrison, and our own Brent Lane from Cat Country 98.7. We'll be right back after this.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter Gutter Protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. On April 11th, UWF launched the public phase of the Here for Good Capital campaign. Join us on May 9th on the Pensacola Expert Panel to learn more about the university's most ambitious campaign to date and what it means for the future of our community. That's Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News. On News Radio Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Joining me in the studio is our own Brent Lane from Cat Country 98.7, and he's brought in Michelle Salzman and Jennifer Harrison talking about Navy Days, our first ever Pensacola Navy Days, May 17th through the 19th. And I'll just turn it right back over to you, Brent.
Well, we're talking about what the 18th will end up being. Of course, you guys have been instrumental in making Fun Fest happen, and that's a big part of the day, right? So we'd worked our way through how to have a 4K run, thanks to Pensacola Sports for helping organize that, along with Mike Kohler and making sure that those things are going to happen in the morning. It is timed. Somebody's going to walk away with a Navy mug if you're top of your category. Then there's a no-throw parade coming from Veterans Memorial Park, and that is coming down Bayfront Parkway to Community Maritime Park. So red, white, and blue, and you will be all in for all of the fun things. Right after that, and before Fun Fest begins, will be a whole bunch of proclamations. Of course, Representative Salzman will be here to help recognize what's been going on in Escambia and Santa Rosa County for the Navy, and you're a part of that. As soon as we get through the proclamations at noon, in addition to Fun Fest starting, we will have some drill demonstrations. And because of where we're at in the school year, these guys, a lot of these guys are, like, some of their seniors have moved on. So they've come together to bring us, five different schools are participating in
this. A nice compilation.
No doubt about that. Pine Forest will be going.
My alma mater.
Come on.
Yeah. Go Eagles, go.
Well, they will be soaring high and proud starting at noon, right after the ribbon cutting. They'll be the first to do their exhibition. Pensacola High School is going to be a part of that. Escambia High School, Tate High School, and then your multi-year national champion, Pace High School, will also be providing the performance and exhibition. So we at one point in the game, we were talking about doing an actual judge drill competition. This will be an exhibition. And if your kids have some interest in doing this, maybe your kids get the chance to find out they want to be part of that as they are getting into high
school years.
A great
way to get them interested.
So, sure. I mean, some of this will be combined teams too. So whether it's armed or unarmed drill performances, you're going to see all kinds of different stuff. And that's going to be about an hour from noon to 1 o'clock, Community Maritime Park. And that front parking lot, by the way, is where the main stage is going to be. Now, behind that is all the things.
And
go Fun Fest.
Every day we have more things being added.
We do. I mean, you got the active duty military coming out. The recruiters are coming out. They always bring cool swag. We also have Lori Milchrist with the Pivason at UWF who handles the veterans. She has been in charge of bringing some vendors very much related to military and veterans so that we had a good group of folks that were just solid and had some great stuff to hand out.
Some of them are Escambia Search and Rescue. We have the Coast Guard. We have Air Force. We have the 479th Flying Training Group, the Navy League, Wounded Eagle, Marine Corps League, American Legions, Vet CV, Warriors Forever. We have a multiple of vendors bringing all of their goods, along with the static displays.
But you know what's really cool? So. You give Craig Heinzman a job and he just over delivers, right? Like, he's like, you know what we need? If this is about family and fun, we need face painters, we need obstacle courses, we need all this stuff. And you
and
know
a
what?
Picnic area.
And that's where I see you knew where I was headed. And then don't forget about the challenge coins, but that's not for the attendees. But so at Fun Fest, he's like, we need a place for the families to sit. And that, yeah, okay. Well, they can sit on the grass. Well, not quite on the grass. Let's get them some picnic blankets. We can brand it with Navy Days, and then we'll stake them down, and then the families that sit on them can take them home, and then they can use them again whenever they're out with each other.
So we have picnic blankets.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. and that you can take back souvenir picnic blankets, wow. and there's a lot of those. He's just going to cover the field in them. How cool is that? Like, who can you call that would do something so cool? I mean, Craig Heinzman. That's right. It's kind of neat. You know, we have this circle of friends and community leaders, I should say, but we're all friends at the end of the day because we all love each other's hearts. But it's so cool to see. We know exactly who to call for something. Like, we needed somebody for logistics. Brent was like, I already texted Jen. You know? And what about the executive director thing that we're going to talk about in the board meeting today? You know, we really need somebody to handle this all year round so we can make sure that this just glides into an even bigger event every year. And I mean, we already have that. I mean, we just have such a great team. Todd Thompson, Danny Zimmern. I mean, the crew that's running this organization, that's really the committees. I mean, what about the military partnerships that we've had? The base people have been so accommodating. Did you talk about the MWR thing real quick? I mean, you did.
Well, let's do
you
it.
Did earlier. Yeah. So.
Well, not if you have a DOD card, you're a veteran, or you're active duty, you are invited to MWR is hosting Operation MWR, which is Little Big Town and Mary Morris are performing Saturday night. It is not a general public show, wow. But if you have a card, you got a friend with a card.
You can get in.
You can get in. So, I mean, it is going to be a huge night. We're Pensacola Navy Days is proud to be a sponsor of that as well, and a wonderful chance to come out and see, again, Little Big Town and Mary Morris.
Huge names.
In Pensacola.
It doesn't cost you anything.
It doesn't. Incredible.
But you got to have the card.
You just got to be, you know, connected.
That's it. That's okay.
How about a huge shout out to Kia for sponsoring the MWR concert as well as Navy Days.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Jessica Lee is one who says, I would love to put my best foot forward, and is the title and presenting sponsor of Pensacola Navy Days this year. And she was like, absolutely, this makes sense. And we're so proud of
her. They jumped in. They're doing all kinds of things for Fun Fest, so.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fun Fest is going to be so cool. I mean, just imagine going to like just downtown like you do at Palafox Market on Saturday and you go, oh, this has been great. Now let's just walk down to Maritime and get some cool food. We have food trucks coming for people to have some great food and some I think we have a dessert food truck, a beverage food truck. Like they who was in charge of food trucks? Because they really checked the boxes with the different types to make sure we had
Lori
did
that,
of course.
That.
Of course, Lori Milchrist. So Fun Fest is ran by several people. You've got Craig Heinzman doing the family event. Lori is doing the military and veteran stuff, and Jennifer's making sure we all do our jobs.
It's very important. Yeah. Key in logistics.
Speaking of doing my job here, I got to get to another commercial break real quick. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio Pensacola. We'll be right back after this.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's own blues and soul singer Jordan Chase takes the stage. Jordan was featured on The Voice and American Idol. He's currently working on his first album with a Grammy Award-winning team from Nashville. See Jordan Chase at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We just had Brent Lane from Cat Country 98.7 come in here and talk to us about Navy Days. And he brought in Michelle Salzman and Jennifer Harrison, and they are still sitting here with me. Brent had to dip out. But, you know, he's pretty good at that hosting thing. I should get him over here more often. I thought our poles of the world were going to shift, and our South Pole would be our North Pole, him walking into this studio being over here. But it was great to have him. So we're talking about Navy Days, May 17th through the 19th. Ms. Harrison, let us know about this, I say gala, but it's gala, right? Is that how you say that? Gala, tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato. I say
right.
Gala.
All right, yeah.
Everybody has their own opinion.
Yeah, definitely want to let people know about this. This is going to be happening on Friday at 6:30 is when that starts, after gallery, or during gallery night.
Yeah, it'll be towards the end of gallery night. So mm-hmm. It's the Night at the Museum gala.
Mm-hmm.
Gala. I don't even remember.
You said gala. Gala. Sponsored by gala? Navy
yeah.
Federal.
Mm-hmm. Sponsored by Navy Federal. It's at the Naval Aviation Museum. Mm-hmm. If you're going to buy a ticket, you would need to go to PensacolaNavyDays.com this week, because
yes.
We have to get everybody on the list to get
getting
in.
Getting down to the wire.
But Navy Federal sponsoring it. It's going to be an amazing event. Cocktails and
great food.
Great yeah. food.
Mm-hmm. We have entertainment. There's a DJ, and we picked a DJ because of, I guess they were really cool. Somebody was like, no, this is the best
yeah.
one. So
mm. yeah.
got a DJ. Yep. yep.
And Admiral Harry Harris will yep. be speaking at the event. Black tie, or if you're in service mess dress, it'll be loads of fun. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, and
only the cool people will be there, though.
That's
right. Exactly.
If you're on the list, you have to get on the list this
register
week.
Now for the 4K, or the price will go up after May 10th. Navy Days, May 17th through the 19th. Michelle Salzman, Jennifer Harrison, thank you so much for being with me today.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.